If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith, stay tuned. We'll provide our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
In this, our Understanding the Scriptures segment, we're in the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 20. And Dave, here we have the Apostle Paul addressing the elders in the church at Ephesus. And I would pick up with verse 29.
He's called them to meet him at a place called Miletum.
Right.
He's on his way to Jerusalem, and eventually that's going to take him to Rome.
And he has a very sobering, alarming, in a sense, statement to make to them. He says, "For I know this," this is verse 29, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them."
Well, Tom, we talked about last week my departing, not his departing from this town, but his departing from this life. And he knew that he would not be taken in the rapture. People often say, well, the rapture, the apostles thought they would be taken in the rapture. No, they didn't. And we explained that last week. They all knew they would die as special witnesses. They had to die. They were appointed unto death in a way that no one else has ever been appointed. They had to die testifying to facts. No one is fool enough to die for what he knows is a lie, and we have the most powerful witness you could ever have. Muhammad had nothing like that. Buddha had nothing like this. We've got these men, 11 apostles, and there was another one who was voted in to take Judas' place, so 12, plus Paul and others, who died saying, it is true. He did rise from the dead. He did raise the dead. He did heal the sick. Everyone that came to him, he opened the eyes of the blind, even those who were blind from birth. It's all true, okay? So that's the departing that he's talking about. We're gone. When we're gone, grievous wolves will enter in to the church, just going to rip this flock apart. Now, why will they be doing that? Well, we've got Jude says there are certain men entered in unawares, and they're bringing false doctrine. And then next verse, he says, of your own selves. That must have broken Paul's heart to say that. These are his hand-trained elders. He spent 3 years there training them. He picked them and trained them. And now he has to say, some of you, you're going to speak perverse things. Why? To draw away disciples after you. So now we have an understanding of why does false teaching come in the church. I remember Benny Hinn. I'm sure you remember as well. Benny Hinn saying to his church when it was in Orlando, well, you don't come here just to hear what you're going to get everywhere else. Well, does he have a different Bible? Oh, no, he's got different revelations. He gets some real revelations. And that was when he dropped the bomb about the Trinity. Oh, there's not three. There's nine. Father, God, he's got a body, soul, and spirit. Holy Spirit has body, soul, and spirit. Jesus has body, soul, and spirit. There's nine of them, folks. Wow! Let's flock to this church and get some more of these revelations. Speaking perverse things. Why? You want to have some truth. You want to be on the cutting edge that nobody else has attained to, so people are going to come to hear you. Well, Paul laid it all
out.
Well,
there it is, Dave. Right. Why? To draw away disciples after them.
Right. Paul laid it all out.
Verse 31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. When's the last time you heard a message like that, Dave?
Well, I've given a few.
But
I often say, Tom, that, you know, one of the main criticisms we get, you guys are too concerned about apostasy. I used to speak it, not anymore, But we had, you remember, Tom, when we had these conferences, the watchdogs of the church, the cult watchers and so forth. And my last talk, I said, look, we come here, we talk about the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Muslims. Well, they didn't talk much about Muslims in those days, but the New Agers and Hindus and so forth.
Right. Moonies.
Yeah. You got the same thing inside the church. And until we are willing to talk about this thing is happening in the church, I'm not coming back. And I never did come back because they never got quite willing to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've moved a little in that direction, Dave, but it's amazing. There are some issues which most of the ones that we have respect for, they avoid. Psychology would be one thing.
Right.
Roman Catholicism, another.
Right.
I say, you want to talk about those subjects, you can't even get arrested. You know, then nobody's interested.
Right.
Which is sad because the influence upon the church, just as Paul is laying this out.
So another one of the things I was criticized for in those days, well, you want to talk about cults. We asked you to come and talk about cults. Well, lay off of this prophecy stuff, this last days stuff. I've heard that many times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say, but I can't talk about cults and error without mentioning the last days, because this is a major sign of the last days. How can we get around that?
These verses here, Paul, this is prophetic. He's not saying, oh, it happened last month, or don't you remember the time when?
Right.
He's saying these things are going to happen. They are going to come into the church.
Exactly.
And Dave, one of the things that really surprises me about this, Paul didn't have to deal with Christian media, with TBN. I mean, we have heresy so blatant, so pervasive in the church. You know, what did Paul have? Yet, I believe that certainly these things were fulfilled in his time, maybe a generation after him within the Church of Ephesus. Mm-hmm. But today is the fulfillment of these verses to the max.
Absolutely. And that brings me to something else that I've often said from the platform. So, you think I'm too negative, or I'm too concerned about apostasy. I haven't begun to be concerned. Look at Paul. 3 years, night and day, I cease not to warn every one of you with tears. You haven't seen me crying and warning like that, night and day. You think it's got a one-track mind? This is just one message? No, I talk about all kinds of things. But when I consider the concern of Paul, because grievous wolves are going to enter in, some of you are going to speak perverse things to draw disciples after yourselves. Tom, it's very much on my heart, but I must confess I fall far, far short of the concern that I ought to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a matter of concern. The purity of the church, the purity of sound doctrine, because this is the container of truth. And if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples. Indeed, you will know the truth will set you free, Jesus said. Yeah. And we've gotten away from the word of God.
Dave, you're 80. I'm in my early 60s. And one of the things that really grieves my heart, well, first of all, we talked in the earlier segment about the rapture. My cry is, Maranatha, come, Lord, come quickly.
Amen.
On the one hand. But if the Lord tarries, I wake up at night thinking about the next generation, what they're going to go through, what they're going to have to deal with. And I agree with you. We're not doing enough in terms of what Paul is saying here, in terms of warning and so on. But we're not the only ones. We would encourage, exhort others to have this same heart and mind. I have 5 children. They're from age 18 to almost 30. And I think about those 5, if the Lord tarries, what they're going to have to deal with. And it really grieves me. I mean, it keeps me on my face before the Lord, crying out to him continually, but for them and for, you know, their friends and so on. But
Tom, most of the epistles were written to correct error in the church. Is that not a concern that we ought to have, today, because it's far worse than it was in Paul's day. Not that we just want to hammer away on bad news, but we have a concern that is on the Lord's heart. He prayed for his own. And I hope that we can arouse that concern in more people out there. Write letters. Talk to your pastor. Do something. Don't just take it in, but do something to help in this area of the slide into apostasy. Let's try to have something against the tide, okay?
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea, after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number. 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 2607. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcasts at our website. We are planning our second annual prophecy conference for this August 9th through the 11th here in Bend. The Judgment Day Conference will again feature Dave and Tom, plus special guest, archaeologist and Middle East expert Randall Price, former Israeli General Shimon Iram, and former PLO militant Waleed Shobat. All the information is at our website, or ask about registration when you call or write. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs addressing the popular new spiritual trend known as The Secret, and what is the law of attraction? In Religion in the News, a new Brazilian saint. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, why mercy for Manasseh? We hope you can tune in. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures Daily. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.